Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.
The last two weeks were devoted to some sport issues. The main reason was just to think of some alternatives to fight lack of sun and foggy mornings. Those of you who have already taken up some sport, in spite of the weather, well, my congratulations. Today, however, we are leaving sport behind and I will try to concentrate on some professional areas. When you run your own business or you attend numerous meetings acting on behalf of your company, or even if you are a student and from time to time you have to meet your professor, well, then there come up some situations in which people may not know or may not be sure of what to do or how to behave. Therefore, I'd like to give you some tips today of what to do in such situations. I guess the most important rule to remember is that you are dealing with a business, professional environment in which it is not the sex but position that should be always taken into account. The dispute of what a man should do when he sees a woman is of no importance here. Your behavior will be determined by your academic title or the function you have in the company. It is crucial to realize this dependence just to avoid some awkward, habits or situations. So remember that, for example, a handshake is still a professional standard. However, the person who initiates it is always of higher position in the company's hierarchy. So, dear ladies, if you are just a regular worker, sorry, you have to wait until your boss offers you his hand. This simple gesture also demonstrates that you are, polite and confident. And, dear gentlemen, remember, no hand kissing if you are at work. Under no condition, unless you want to be accused of sexual harassment, especially in the UK or the USA. At this moment, I guess it is also worth mentioning the fact of who starts the introduction procedure. Well, if you have a meeting with the boss that you will see for the first time, or with a professor, remember that people higher in the professional ladder offer their hands first, but it is you who introduce yourself first. Your boss or your professor does not have the obligation to know all the workers' or students' names by heart. Of course, it is nice if they know, but remember that you are one of probably some, 1,000 of other workers. Apart from handshakes and introductions, remember to arrive at the meeting on time. You will save your time and show respect to other people's time. Moreover, time is money, so no one wants to lose it waiting especially for you. In the long run, you may be the one who have just lost the contract of your life. And remember, dress to impress. Certainly, we should not judge the book by its cover. But in the business world, the way you look matters a lot. You represent the company, your boss, your university. So no one wants to deal with or do business with people who do not have enough time to take care of their professional look. The conclusion drawn can be simple. You may not have time to take care of the business details. Besides, the way you look like also is the sign of respect you have to other people. I hope those few tips will waive the doubts you may have in professional situations. If you're interested in more, well, join me next Tuesday at 5:30 p.m.
Chit Chat from Around the World, czyli to i owo z całego świata. Audycja przygotowana przy współpracy z Centrum Języków i Komunikacji Politechniki Poznańskiej. Audycję prowadzi lektorka języka angielskiego magister Małgorzata Bączyńska.